Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 302. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Amanda X. That song is called Paranoia, and you can find that on the album Amnesia that came out July 30th of this year on Silt Breeze Records. Both the label and the band are based out of Philadelphia, and both of them are doing pretty interesting things. And that song there is probably the poppiest song on the album, and that's my favorite. The rest of the album definitely feels like it's working that noisy indie rock 90s sort of sound, but the kids love it, and I bet you do too. So give that album a listen. You can find it on Bandcamp. Stream the heck out of it before you decide to buy it. I got lots of music for you this week, and it's not all going to fit in the 30 minutes, so I should stop talking and start playing music. This is the Wolfhounds with the song Cheer Up.
So Questionable values, they say. Go up
some vast differences in production there, wasn't there? Started the set off with the Wolfhounds with the song Cheer Up. That's on the album Middle-Aged Freaks, which just came out December 14th on Oddbox Records. That is a band based out of London who had a big career in the C86 sort of world and reunited, I don't know, about a year ago or so. They've released a few EPs, all of which are captured on this compilation, and which also includes a few other new tracks there. So a band making a bid back for their indie pop stardom this time around. After that, we heard from Parquet Courts with the song Pretty Machines. That is on the band's album Content Nausea, which came out November 11th on What's Your Rupture Records, a band based out of Brooklyn, New York. Definitely a buzz band. And they always do very interesting things. This album definitely feels a little more sparse, a little more jagged in its post-punk sort of world, but not in a thin sort of art-punky way, too. Anyway, I'm sure you're onto that record already. Everyone is. They are a great band, and that is a very solid album there. And then that last track was T.V. Smith, formerly of The Adverts, with the song Hometown. That's on the new album I Delete, which came out November 4th on Drumming Monkey Records, which I think might be his label, based out of Devon in the UK. A long storied career there and a great songwriter, and I really do enjoy that song there. So how do we get here? Well, it's pretty simple. The podcast is made up of the music I get every week. I don't try to build a great podcast and find my favorite tracks or find things that flow well together. I just get new music every week, just like you do, and then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. So if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, make a great podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Now, as I said, nearly out of time, running to the next track. This is A Pregnant Light with the song You Cut Me From a Magazine I Didn't Know That I Was In.
Gently traced the frame. Mustang Sally, take one.
Favorite songs of all time. That is Fugazi with In Defense of Humans. That is from the just officially released first demo. Came out November 11th on Discord Records, of course. That is the band's first demo, recorded in 1988. The demo includes early versions of a lot of songs, some of them which didn't come to light until the band's final EP, as well as early favorites, Waiting Room, Repeater, things like that, Merchandise. But that song there, In Defense of Humans, was the only song that was officially released from that demo. It did show up on the Discord Records State of the Nation comp around that time, 88, 89, something of that sort. But boy, I just love that track. One of my favorites all time right there. Before that, we heard from A Pregnant Light with the song You Cut Me From a Magazine That I Didn't Know I Was In. That is from the album My Game Doesn't Have a Name, and that is definitely the case of that album. It is all over the place. There's every genre you can imagine, and some that you can't imagine are included in there, but somehow it's all blended together to create what is just a fantastic album. I'm a really big fan of that, and I'm not terribly embarrassed to say that it was actually NPR that turned me on to that record. I reached out to Colloquial Sound Recordings, who released that record, and they hooked me up, and boy, that is just a very good album. I hope that is something that I can witness live at some point. I'm not sure how it happens, though, because that is a solo project from Damien Master, I think is his name. And it's like album number 3 or 4 or something. I don't know. I need to go back and figure out what all that is about. In the past, you've seen the black metal label attached to that project. So, and you know, you can hear some of that, but it's all on, I guess, how far you're willing to push that label, right? Well, we need to wrap up. I'm running out of time here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 302. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some interesting things coming up this weekend if you're in Kansas City. Johnny Marr is playing at the Midland on the 26th. The 27th, Harmar Superstar with the Pizza Underground at Record Bar. The 28th, an In the Pines reunion show with Record Bar that I so wish I could be at. And then the 30th, Runaway Sons are playing at the Riot Room with, gosh, a lot of other bands, including, well, I don't even remember who all is playing that, but it is a benefit show for a local tattoo artist who's been diagnosed with some nasty cancer. So that is a benefit show there at the Riot Room on the 30th. Go out there, check out some good bands, and money for a good cause. Looking forward, I got a show in Boston on the 8th. We see an Exit Verse, which is ex-karate at Great Scott. I'm hoping to stick around to Great Scott on the 19th to see Speedy Ortiz and Lemuria. Early advance notice, I think the 12th and then December 20th are the final two Dead Girls shows. You can catch Dead Girls on the 20th, final show ever, at Auntie May's in Manhattan, Kansas. I may make the drive the 2 hours just to see that, though we all know those people in that band, and they will be reunited in no time at all. Speaking of Dead Girls, looking at what's popped up on the website in the last week, I've got photos and video of the last Dead Girls show that they played. That was at the last one in Lawrence. It was at the Replay on, I think, Saturday night. Dead Girls, See-Through Dresses from Omaha, and the author and the illustrator from Kansas City. So photos of that up on the Too Much Rock website. Anyway, we're out of time, those of you who are not interested in folk metal can probably just turn things off now. Those that are, listen to Frosttide. The song I'm going to play is called Awakening. It is the title track of the band's album that came out August 30th of 2013, an album I've just discovered, released on Noise Art Records, a band from somewhere in Finland that I couldn't possibly explain how to pronounce or even attempt, actually. That's just... Vesi, that is the one Swedish word I know, and it means water. And so the entire time that I was in Finland, or say Swedish word, Finnish word I know, the entire time I was in Finland, that's the only thing I could ask for is water. But if you know one word, I guess that's as good as you need, right? Anyway, we're going to wrap things up here. Some folk metal, some Viking metal from Frosttide. The song is called Awakening. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.